Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent in the house with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR.
How goes it?
Oh, everything's fabulous. I hope you had a great holiday.
Yes, I did, and yours was fine.
Yeah, wonderful.
Good. Holidays are over.
Yay. We're
just past the midpoint of January. You still have about 2.5 months if you need to make some changes on your plans.
Yes, and why would you? The reason that you might want to make a change is because there's been a lot of turmoil in the Medicare Advantage market this year. So there's been a lot of doctors that have dropped plans. And some of them are dropping them like February 1st and March 1st, and some of them did January 1st. And then you're getting letters in the mail saying that effective such and such date, we no longer will be taking your or be in network with your plan. So open enrollment allows you to make one more change. So you could find out from that doctor or that facility what they are going to be in network with, and then you can go ahead and change to that plan. So that's what OEP or open enrollment is for, and you've got until March 31st to do it.
Now, a lot of people are saying, well, we'll see. Is this going to be a hassle? But this is like a bonus to be able to make that like-to-like change through the end of March. And
yes.
That's been started, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago, they started doing that because of the complaints from folks on Medicare that, you know, and that was very few changes back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because of this Inflation Reduction Act that threw a wrench into the whole Medicare system, there's been a lot of doctors that have dropped this plan or that plan based on reimbursements, based on other reasons. And in some cases, it's the plan that drops the doctor. In other cases, it's the doctor that drops the plan. And that typically is because, you know, the doctors have had to take a haircut.
Now, the thing of it is that a lot of people get all wound up saying, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do now. They can bail, but you can't at a certain point.
That's correct. So doctors are free to leave the network anytime they choose to. Typically, if they're going to do it, it's going to be January or February. And that's because that's when they get notified by the companies what their reimbursement rate's going to be. So if they make a change, it's typically in those couple months. There are some that make changes later on in the year for contractual reasons, but typically it's January, February. So then you have right up until March 31st to make a change in your plan. Now you may want to change your doctor, and I've had people do that. They've went ahead and changed their doctor rather than change their plan, because the plans this year have all gotten smaller. And they've all given you less benefits.
That's right.
And the reason why is because of the Inflation Reduction Act. So in this act that Biden wrote into law, they forced the healthcare companies to cover the totality of your prescription drugs after you've reached a $2,000 max out-of-pocket threshold. Now, that max out-of-pocket threshold isn't just what you pay. It also is what the plan pays on your behalf. So you could get there rather quickly. There is a deductible set by Medicare. And that's $590 Medicare set it this year. Now, some plans will lower that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some plans, it is the $590. And so I'm getting calls from people left and right saying, I went to the pharmacy and my bill was like $590 for, you know, my prescriptions. And what I've had to explain to them is this law front-loaded your prescription drugs. So you have to meet your deductible first.
Yeah, right. Jeez.
And once you meet that deductible, and that deductible only applies to tiers 3, 4, and 5, so that's name brand drugs. But drugs like Eliquis and, you know, things that people, a lot of people are on, are tier 3 drugs. So that first time you go to the pharmacy in January is sticker shock, because it's a big amount to have to pay, because you have to meet your deductible.
But you let your clients know that this was going to happen.
I did. Every single one of them, I went through the process.
Yep.
And you can go to Medicare.gov and put all of your prescription drugs in, find the plan that you're on, and it'll tell you in detail exactly what you'll pay per month. Now, in many cases, they might pay $500 or $600 for January, but it'll drop to a copay in February. And as soon as they've met that $2,000, which is rather quickly if you're taking a tier 3 drug,
right,
then the remainder of the year you pay nothing, zero, when you pick up your prescriptions at the pharmacy. Now, a lot of people are getting a letter in the mail saying that you can make a monthly payment. So I'm getting calls from these people saying, why do I have to make a monthly payment? You don't. It's an option. So knowing that this system that they've written into law is front-loaded, they've given the option for people to pay their healthcare company a monthly amount. So they'll take whatever that amount is. Let's say it's $2,000, and they'll divide it by 12, and then you can just pay the healthcare company that amount per month. And then when you go to the pharmacy, you pay nothing. It's an option. You don't have to do it. And I always tell people, if you can't avoid doing it, avoid doing it. Because once you start, let's say you know, XYZ company is your company. Right. Once you start, you can't move it. I mean, you can change plans, but you still have to pay the original company.
So you just rather have them, pay a chunk?
Yeah. So if it's possible for you to pay that January,
okay,
then that's what you should do.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's going to be easier for you that way.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, if you're not familiar or if you need some assistance on this thing, that's where Kathy comes in to help you try to regroup if you're not sure where you're going. Kathy's number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. And you can give her a call there. Check out the website as well, kecinsuranceservices.com. kecinsuranceservices.com. Check that out as well. All kinds of information on there. You can also email Kathy on the site as well. But make the call, 727-735-2337. Now, if for some reason you need to text her, you need to send it to this number, which is 352-678-8338. But basically, the regular line, she gets her calls, leave her a message, she'll return your call. If not, Teresa will take care of the light work, if you will, for that, to give Kathy the message and such. But 727-735-2337, you've got 2.5 months to make that change. And otherwise, then you're locked in until December.
You are, unless there's a special election period.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of reasons a person can change.
Okay.
Maybe you moved. Right. You know, maybe there's a disaster, like a hurricane or something like that.
Right.
Lord knows we've had a couple of those here lately. But those are special election periods that you may or may not qualify for. And if you do, then you can change after that. But it's best that you choose whatever you're going to keep, you know, make that final decision by the end of March, because you don't know if you'll qualify for a special election period. And then you're pretty much stuck until January 1st. Because even though you can enroll October 15th, it is effective on January 1st.
Yeah, that's a normal thing there.
Right.
But
we're hoping that there's some tweaks that need to be made to this Inflation Reduction Act thing that they've done to Medicare. And we're hoping that somebody does, you know, address it. Understand that when Trump is inaugurated, he's got a lot on his plate. So Medicare's not real high on his list, but hopefully it will be, because this has really caused a lot of havoc within the industry, because knowing that you have to cover that huge amount that's going to come due, that bill that's going to come due, a lot of these plans have cut back on benefits. And they can't cut back on things that Medicare covers, like medical and test and hospital and all those kind of things. So what they've cut back on is ancillary benefits, dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter, you know, food cards and stuff. That's where the biggest cuts have come in.
Now, on mine, they added a certain amount for last year. Now, I've got the new thing. I had to literally, through mine, it says like a debit thing on there to go to CVS. Mm-hmm. I had to literally call that to validate, and I get so much per quarter.
Yes, per quarter, where it used to be per month. Like
correct.
I said, it's cut back a lot.
A lot.
A lot. So, and that's the most calls I've gotten, because people live in their little microcosm, and they see their plan and the changes that they have in their plan, not realizing that across the spectrum, everybody got cuts.
Everybody got cuts. And like you said about this Inflation Reduction Act, whose idea was it to do this thing with the donut hole in that? Who sits there and figures this stuff out?
That we don't know.
See,
it's probably a bureaucrat and an office
course.
Somewhere.
So,
but it was signed into law by Biden.
Well, of course.
So.
Did you remember signing it? Probably not.
Probably not.
But the thing of it, it put a wrench into a lot of people's lives, and people like Kathy being an independent agent trying to siphon through this stuff for enrollment in October through December. It's like, gosh, you all these places, and you had a new thing to learn as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I needed to know how this was going to affect, you know, people in the long run. So I think there are people that are going to really benefit.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people will.
And if they're on high-cost drugs,
that's right,
it's going to help them a lot. However, they have to understand that in order to pay for those high-cost drugs, they're going to have to cut back elsewhere. So they're going to have to give up benefits that they've probably become accustomed to. They're going to pay higher copays for doctor's offices and specialists and tests, et cetera, hospital. They're going to pay a little more for those things because there's only a finite amount of dollars that they're going to have to make work. This is going to be a learning year for both the plans and for the general public and how this is going to end up washing out. Because next year, when they come out with the new benefits and the new plans, that's going to be the real difference.
Sure.
Because that's probably where they're going to end up.
Well, let's just worry about getting through 2025 before we see what's going to happen for next year. But again, you have time to make that like-to-like change. Most of the time you're seeing that people are changing their plans as compared to changing their doctors. So far, halfway through the month,
you're probably... kind of like their doctors if they like their doctors. You
right.
Know, they consistently see their doctors. But there's more and more of the doctors here that are, you know, you see the PA or the nurse practitioner.
Yeah,
because we have our population here in Hernando County and Citrus County and Pasco County has exploded. We have a lot more people. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot more doctors. So in order to see the amount of patients that they have to pay, they've employed the PA and the nurse practitioner. And in a lot of cases, and I hear this a lot from my clients, you know, I kind of like that PA better.
Yeah, they're just one step below the license, if you will, kind of thing. You know,
they have to work under a doctor, but
you're right. But yeah. They just probably easier to do. So,
but they tend to spend more time with you.
They do,
and they tend to, you know, give you more attention. So I think, you know, it's not a bad thing in the long run.
I dealt with my mom. Same, she had to see that lady most of the time, and some of them are just great. And like you said, they spend more time.
They ask, you know, better questions.
Sure.
And they tend to, at least in my experience, they tend to give you more attention.
So that's right. What makes it a lot easier as well. But it's a dog-eat-dog world out there for plans and such. But if you need to make an adjustment on yours, give Kathy a call at 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Again, the website is kecinsuranceservices.com. We have past programs on there as well. Check those out. Email, you can send Kathy an email through the site. But if you're not sure what you want to do, you're okay with what you got, and then sit tight. But if you need to ask questions to make some changes to your plan, that's when you got to give Kathy a call, because, you know, you only get another 2.5 months to make those changes. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be stuck.
You're locked in. And then you're going to be faced with just having to change doctors if the doctor decides that, you know, that they're not going to take your plan anymore and be in network.
I understand you said they do these changes, Kathy, January and February. That's kind of rough. Don't they know this beforehand, what the
reimbursement's going to be?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not quite sure about the inner workings of how they interact with these doctors and doctors groups, but sometimes it's a doctor that decides that I'm not going to accept the haircut. Understand, almost all of the doctors had to take a haircut. You know, the way that the healthcare plans have to.
I know a couple of them look shaggy, too. They needed a haircut, but... Just joking, relax.
So they had to, you know, make a decision whether or not that they're going to accept this plan in the future. And then another thing is there's no shortage of patients out there.
Oh, gosh, no.
So it's not like they've got to, you know, expand the amount of plans they take in order to expand their business, because they've got enough patients.
Oh, yeah, that they do.
So they're kind of in a catbird seat in that way. Exactly.
It's just for a lot of people, and everybody's case is different. And also, too, people, if you do need to make that change, that's fine. And, you know, don't go in there saying, hey, Kathy, my neighbor's got this plan, and I think it's a good plan. Can I have that one, too? It doesn't always work that way, because
it's going to depend on what's going on with you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like I had a husband and wife in yesterday. Now, husband has a Medicare Advantage plan. He's perfectly happy with it. She's turning 65, but she's got a history of cancer. So my suggestion to her was to take a supplement because Medicare Advantage plans work great when the doctor takes it, but there's no guarantee those doctors are going to stay in network. And if you are on a treatment plan and you have to continue that treatment plan, you have no, you know, option and to do anything else, then you're going to want to be on a plan that's going to allow you to stay there no matter what. So in that regard, if somebody is going through something like that, a treatment plan like that, and they're just turning 65, no, for God's sakes, please take a supplement. Because supplements can underwrite 6 months after your 65th birth month.
Okay.
You're guaranteed issue. I don't care if you're going through active cancer treatment.
Really?
You're guaranteed issue. They have to take you. When that 6 month expires, they no longer have to take you. They can pull up your health history and say, yeah, well, you don't look like you're the healthiest of humans. I think that we'll turn you down. And they can do that. So take advantage of that 6 month window if you're going through something like that and get a supplement because there's no place that turns down a supplement.
And now is that something new or has that always been?
It's been that way since 2010, which is when Obamacare came into law. So when they wrote the Obamacare law, they wanted the support of organizations like United and AARP. So they threw them a bone and saying, how about we allow you to underwrite your supplements? And that is cherry pick, you know, see sure. who you want. And they agreed. I mean, that's the agreement they came up with. So supplements are allowed to underwrite. They're allowed to check your health history and decide whether or not they want you, but not in the first 6 months of eligibility. Now, that eligibility can happen in a couple of ways. One, you're turning 65. Two, you're leaving an employer. Or three, you're leaving a retirement plan. So that allows you a guaranteed issue period. So if any of these things happen, you can go to supplements. And also, one other thing is during this hurricane, if your plan got canceled, like, for example, you had a Medicare Advantage plan that decided to pull out of the market. Now, there's several companies that pulled out certain plans out of the market.
Mm.
If you're one of those people, you're also guaranteed issue to get a supplement if you choose.
Man, see, this is why Kathy's been doing this for a long time. I say this every program. She knows what's going on, and she will, trust me, go out of her way to help you to make sure this thing works.
And make sure you make the right decision for yourself because, you know, sometimes there's no second bite at the apple. For example, with, you know, this particular lady who's turning 65, she's got a 6 month window. If she allows that to expire, then she doesn't have a second bite at it. She can't come back and say, I made a mistake. I want to get on that supplement because, you know, I'm going through this treatment plan with, you know, whatever company she's working with. And she wouldn't be able to do that because she's allowed the guaranteed issue period to expire.
Now she has a plan. Okay. She has her Part B taken out. Okay. Then this supplement is.
She has to buy.
And that.
It's per month.
And that is depending on the plan she wants out of it.
Right. So let's say it's a Plan G. Understand, Plan G is exactly the same no matter who sells it.
Okay.
There's no difference.
All right.
Per company. What varies wildly is the monthly premium. It can be a lot more at one company than it is in another, but the benefits are not different.
Okay.
So I always tell people, shop, pay the lowest premium, and then also look at the company for their stability because every company has to meet a medical loss ratio. If they're good at managing their medical loss ratio and they have consistently throughout the years, and I know this, then that even though that might be a few extra dollars more a month, it might be prudent to choose that company because they're consistent and they don't have wild fluctuations in premium increases.
See, if you need some help with this, that's where you got to give Kathy a call because I tell you what, it can get confusing and you just need to be made aware as to what your options are, et cetera. And if you are coming up on 65, give yourself at least three, minimum 3 months, maybe four, before you turn that 65, so you can get your stuff worked out to see what's happening. It's always good. You know, sometimes it's a pain in the butt, but you know what? Get it done. You may have a glitch, maybe not. All depends. But Kathy
sometimes
will run you through it.
Sometimes you don't.
It's right. And Kathy always does it through three ways to make sure that the stuff gets sent. And that is by email, by computer, go through the computer, sending it through that way, and actual fax, you know, and mailing. She does the mail. Yeah, actual mailing. Puts a thing on
snail
there.
Mail.
Snail mail. Thank you. and also, again, by fax and also by email. So you need to be aware that it's going to be thorough to make sure you get that stuff taken care of so you're ready to go when you hit the 65. And depending on what you're working, if you're going to go, if you're working in an outfit that's got less than 20 employees, you definitely have to go on the Medicare roll because that's the law.
It is. And if you're self-employed.
Okay.
I had a gentleman yesterday that is self-employed and he's turning 65 and he says, I just want to keep what I have right now because he provides, you know, to his employees a plan. But in his case, because he doesn't have, you know, it's not more than 20 employees, he doesn't have any choice. I told him, you have no choice. You have to go to Medicare. He was unaware that was a case. Number one, he's self-employed. He's also paying for his employees, but he doesn't have an out. He has to go to Medicare.
Well, at least you told him before it hit the fan. Because
right.
If he decided to stay and not even bother with you or not talk to anybody,
he would have gotten himself in deep. Because if you don't go to Medicare and you're required to do it, then starting the month after, you're going to start accruing a penalty.
That you will never outlive.
Correct.
And so. Kathy, over the years, has told us about some horror stories where some people had no clue. Nobody told them nothing. They didn't ask they're probably the right questions, whatever. They thought everything was hunky-dory.
Nobody gets anything in the mail when they're turning 65 saying, this is what you need to do.
Oh, no.
You do
no.
I know. I've never seen such a letter.
No.
And that's something that should be happening.
It should be happening.
Because people need to know because they don't advertise it. And they don't let people know what they need to do and when they need to do it when they're turning 65 or otherwise going on Medicare.
Well, see, that makes it hard for people. And,
it does.
And you know, even though you know it's coming up, okay, and if I didn't do this program with Kathy, I'd have been like a fish out of water. But I got the hang of this thing because doing these programs and what Kathy talks about 3 to 4 months in advance, this could happen here, but if that's not, don't worry about that. But you learn and see a lot of people just didn't know anything like that. And like you said, they need to have people have stuff sent out for them to know.
Well, exactly. I mean, a good example is I had a gentleman that didn't take Part B because he's healthy. So why should I have to pay? He was low income. He goes, I don't want to have to pay the Part B premium, which currently it's $185 a month. And to a lot of people, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It really is. Back then, it wasn't as much when I was helping this gentleman. But you know, next thing that happened, he's in the hospital, had a heart attack. He only has Part A. He has a bill from the hospital for $30,000 because of all the Part B things that needed to be done to help him.
So if he decided to get the Part B, he's going to accrue a penalty.
He accrued a penalty. So to get it, it was going to be, I mean, a lot more than the
185.
Than the 185. So what I was able to help him with is it turned out he truly was low income. So I applied for Medicaid for him. And when he was granted Medicaid, they paid it. They paid his penalty and reinstated his Part B.
Get out.
Yeah. It was,
get out.
It was a wonderful thing. But not everyone's going to qualify.
No.
Not everyone's going to get saved like he did. And he was lucky he found me, too, because I was willing to help him and do all the paperwork. Because understand, I don't nobody gets paid for helping you sign up for Medicaid.
No, no.
Nobody does. But if I can help you overcome that horrible expense, I'm going to try my best to do it.
That's why you need to give Kathy a call. Seriously, people. 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com. Check out the website as well. But make that call. You've got 2.5 months to make the changes if you need to. 727-735-2337. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Do it again in two, Kath.
We'll see you in two, JR.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.